Eric Rensberger lives, works, and writes locally. You may have seen him looking distracted downtown. He has a website at www.ericrensbergerpoetry.net, where you can find the as-yet-uncompleted chronological collection of poems, A Count of My Days. I am your host, Jenny Kander, for The Poet's Weave.
Both in reading and in writing poetry, I feel I am part of a vast conspiracy of archivists to correct the inventory of time.
Eric, how challenging the task and how inspiring.
Allegorical scene. The translators standing there in many-colored dress, eyes fixed to see beyond the frame. My own image there, next to them, ready to help, to hand them what they ask for, but otherwise only standing ready. The vast shore leaning towards us with its unknowns, and there, where that last great line stretches, you can see a few specks over it, coming this way, maybe, or going the other. Early hour reading. The cicadas have been singing all night. Clouds cover the stars and slowly pale toward sunup. Long time has come to rest in this room, this hour, quiet here with me. My back resting against the arm of the couch, one leg folded over the other, I pick a book from the pile nearest me. The words renew themselves in my mind. Someone long ago thought them out or listened to them for the first time, and the first time also renews itself. Thanks to the makers of cuneiform. The damp clay you marked at the beginning had no knowledge of itself. It carried the knowledge of your hand. Letters, letters. They did not exist until we pretended they exist. Now, when we look at a screen, we are seeing what became of clay. It became light. Now, when we think we know words for real things, we should think the words are real things too. How I'm thinking now. Half the day spent avoiding the other half. My efforts come to rest in listening to that thing I find most far inside, so inward that all is outside to it. Even that word I spoke only to myself, even the thought I shared with no one. This thing knows when I say smaller, smaller is infinite. It can tell from its own knowledge that infinite must be a bigger word if it would cover all its circumstances. A single cloud in a dry season. The cloud passing east at sunset sinks from its own darkness and stretches upward too. I hold my breath, watching the contest between rise and fall take place as dusk becomes dark. Somewhere it will end. Sometime, a cloud will be no cloud, dispersed as sweetly as breath. The there will be nowhere. The I will be someone else or no one. The witness will have happened and become memory or be unrecorded and not even forgotten.
On The Poet's Weave today, you've been listening to poetry by Bloomington poet Eric Rensberger. I am Jenny Kander.